Hello there again, my listeners. It is I, the Vault Keeper. Now, as I come into the vault today, it seems that whatever story we are doing, story or poem or whatever it turns out to be, I never know until I get a look at it, but let's see, where's my chair? Yes, here we are. And what is on the table today? Oh, it looks like there might be another poem in the offing, I suppose. Let's see, what have we got here? Ooh, this is an older one, but still a classic, and one that I very much enjoyed when I first read it. So, now I understand the Egyptian motif the vault seems to be going for here with the colors and wall trappings and such, but anyway, if everyone is ready, let's take in a deep breath as we open the story vault. Ozymandias by Percy Shelley. I met a traveler from an antique land who said, "Two vast and trunkless legs of stone stand in the desert. Near them on the sand, half sunk, a shattered visage lies, whose frown and wrinkled lip and sneer of cold command tell that its sculptor well those passions read, which yet survive, stamped on these lifeless things, the hand that mocked them and the heart that fed. And on the pedestal these words appear, 'My name is Ozymandias, King of Kings. Look on my works, ye mighty, and despair. Nothing beside remains round the decay of that colossal wreck, boundless and bare. The lone and level sands stretch far away.'" Rather interesting poem, this. Short, it's true, very short, but holds a lot to talk about, because the name here, the name that is also the title, Ozymandias, I believe was also in reference to a statue of actually the Pharaoh Ramses II. And I believe I read somewhere once that the statue initially was around 57 feet tall. I seem to recall hearing. I remember when I first read this, I thought it had to be the Sphinx for some reason. I was thinking that it was describing the Sphinx only because that's, you know, one of the other great monuments around Egypt, but no, it's apparently this separate statue of the Pharaoh Ozymandias, otherwise known as Ramses II, the Pharaoh. And I really love this line, "Near them on the sand, half sunk, a shattered visage lies, whose frown and wrinkled lip and sneer of cold command tell that its sculptor well those passions read, which yet survive." So it's basically saying how the sculptor knew the person, knew his subject very well to create a sculpture like this. And the way it ends, especially with this quote, with the words that are on the pedestal. And on the pedestal, these words appear: "My name is Ozymandias, King of Kings. Look on my works, ye mighty, and despair." Now that's a serious admonition right there. Look on my works. See what I have done. See what I have done, and basically be sad that I'm better than you, basically. So apparently Ramses II, or Ozymandias, may have had a very inflated opinion of himself, which was, I mean, could be expected, because in ancient Egypt, many of the pharaohs, the right to rule for them was divine, and they believed that if they were pharaoh, it was a sign from the gods, and many of them actually believed that the pharaoh himself was the earthly personification of a god, usually of Horus. Actually, Horus was a very popular one. They really loved him. But then this ending line here as well: "Look on my works, ye mighty, and despair. Nothing beside remains round the decay of that colossal wreck. Boundless and bare, the lone and level sands stretch far away." So it's describing how this is the only thing left in the desert. This is the only thing that has survived so long. And that always struck me as so interesting, because it is broken, it is crumbled down, but it is still there. And for someone like the pharaoh, that would mean a lot. That would mean so much. Just it might even be considered as proof that thousands and thousands of years later, yes, people still know my name. I am still present in the minds of the people, even if my monument has fallen. People will always remember me. This whole thing was interesting to read. I hadn't come across it in a while, and then I found it when I was searching for new stories to do, and I thought, I haven't really read this one here before, and I really enjoyed it, so let's try it out. Well, I really, really hope everyone enjoyed this week's episode. Don't forget to share this episode around and tell your friends about it if you enjoyed what you heard here today. If there are any genres, any stories, any other poems you want me to use for an episode, just let me know. Send them to the email address for this podcast, which will be in the show notes. And of course, I really hope you will all join me again next week, the next time we open the Story Vault.